KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with John Briggs. He's director of the Kanza Prairie Biological Station. Looking forward to visiting with him today. 537-1350. If you do have questions or comments, toll free 866-776-1350. Or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. But spring is in the air. And what better place to enjoy spring than the Kanza Prairie, John? And I know we have some new little bison calves out there right now.
Yes, right now we have at least four of them that we've identified. And so that's always an exciting time of the year when the first ones start coming out. And we expect maybe another 50, maybe 60 more, we're hoping. So it's very exciting out there right now.
And they just all, they handle it themselves. How old are the ones that are out there right now?
The ones out there, I think the newest one was at least about 4 days ago. The first one was about maybe 1 or 2 weeks old. So it's just now really starting, and they'll hopefully pretty soon we'll probably get one every day there. So hope this will go on for about a month or so.
A little bit like cattle and horses. I mean, they can walk right away.
Yes, they're kind of a little wobbly when they get going, but it's not long before they're following mom all over the place.
And how big is a baby?
Oh, they're 60, 80 pounds when they come out. So and then they'll grow with this nice green grass, taking care of the moms, and there they grow up pretty quickly.
That has to be so much fun to watch them. Now, I imagine, you were indicating to me when you first walked in the door, sometimes they're hard to find, believe it or not.
Yes, it's hard to believe that a 1,000-pound animal can literally disappear, but there's a lot of cover out there. There's hills, and they do go off by themselves and give birth, then eventually they will kind of join up with the other ones, and that's when we usually find them.
Now, if there are complications, I don't know, do you go in and try to help, or you still just leave them be?
Usually we just have to leave them alone. There's sometimes some problems, but for the most part, most of them come out just fine.
Okay. Well, and I guess the members of the public, any suggestions for them? I mean, as you said, I'm sure they're not easy to see. Can members of the public eventually I would think you'd be able to kind of see some of them roaming
around. Well, our nature trail area where we allow the general public is not connected to the bison area. And so if you go to the very top up there by where the radio tower is, if on the very top where you get a nice view of the river, and then you turn to the south, you can see the area and you might be able to see the bison, but they're going to be a long way away. And so that's a research area, so we don't allow the general public in that inside part of that area.
And even from roadways, probably not?
No, there's no roadways. All the gates are locked. Mm-hmm. So we limit access because, I mentioned, it is a natural research area. And these are wild animals, and so we try to keep them isolated from the general public.
Now, your crew, I guess maybe, I don't know if you're able to take pictures or share any of that?
Yes, if you go on our Friends of Kanza Prairie Facebook page, Barb Van Slyke, who is one of the staff members out there, just recently went out yesterday afternoon and got some very nice pictures of about three animals. And so they're all posted there, and so we try to keep people... When someone gets a really nice picture of a bison calf, they love sharing it.
Now, I know Jill Hokus, when she was in this last time, had mentioned a book that's kind of been formulated based on the bison calves, and I don't know if you want to share. I guess Earth Day, there was a little bit of recognition over the weekend of that.
Yeah, it was very exciting. The illustrator, if anybody who hasn't picked up the book, they need to go get one. And Jill was having some readings for it, signing it, and then the illustrator came in from Denver, Colorado, was able to visit with people, and we also were able to give her a tour of the site. So that was a lot of fun, and Jill was giving out books to young kids on that, so it was a very exciting time. It's a wonderful book, and if you're not careful, you're going to learn a little bit about the bison and also a little bit about Tallgrass Prairie. So it's just a very well-done book.
Well, and while we're on the subject, too, and I have my youngest daughter, I think it is, has a lot of people say buffalo, but they're really bison. And what is the difference? Let's go ahead and clarify it for our public.
Yeah, we can be nerdy about that. we try to reserve the word bison for the American animal that we have here in North America. And buffalo is reserved for like the old world buffalo, the water buffalo, the Cape buffaloes in Africa and India and on that. So we, since it is a very unique animal, it's the only one like it in the world, we try to reserve that name to bison. But I, for one, if someone wants to call them buffalo, I think we all know what we're talking about, at least here in North America.
And there is a connection. I mean, they are similar.
They are similar, they have evolved differently on different continents. And, of course, the bison we have now, at one time we had other species that went extinct over the years, but this is the largest land mammal that is in North America.
Well, anything else about the bison while we're on the subject of that that you want to share?
It's not really. It's an exciting time. They're, as you might guess, they time their birthing right when the time when the green grass is growing. The bison are very happy right now. We have all of the burning done. This recent rain, it's a carpet. It looks like green Ireland out there, very positive. And it's just a wonderful time to be outside and look at things.
Speaking of burning, that all went well then for you. I know it was kind of a tough season this year. It was so dry for a while, and then finally we got some rain.
Yeah, I mean, we went to days where we couldn't burn because it was so dry and windy. And then we were able to get squeeze in some days. And then all of a sudden we got all that rain, and then when it was too wet. But thanks to the wonderful Conza staff and our numerous volunteers that help us burn, we got it all done with no incidents this year. So everything went really smooth. We're very proud of it. And it's a very stressful time of the year. You have to get things done. Conditions have to be right. We need the right winds, everything. But because we've got a wonderful burn crew, we were able to get it done.
In fact, I noticed today that no burning in Riley County because of the high winds. I think they're expected to get up to 40 miles per hour. So just another case in point of why it's good you were able to get yours done. How do the animals react when you do the burns?
Well, the bison are well adapted to it. They're in an area where they've been grazed. They'll just simply walk around. They're not bothered at all by the burning. They just kind of wander around. They find a place to go, and then come almost immediately back. So they're not impacted by the fires at all.
Tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break. It's 9:14. I know we want to get into some of the do's and don'ts of the Conza Prairie Trail, and it sounds like we're having a few problems again, which I know we have in times past. As you say, just a small percentage, but we need to remind people of the do's and don'ts on the trail. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. John Briggs with us today, director of the Conza Prairie Biological Station.